No matter how many times he'd been where the bullets were flying, adrenaline still pumped, and his heart raced. He didn't think he'd ever calmly face an engagement. Some Marines thought fighters should be calm in a battle. Pax disagreed. Adrenaline had developed to keep early humans alive. It was a survival trait. It didn't matter if the danger was a saber-toothed cat or a Tucannon soldier. Pax took a detailed look at the killzone, then momentarily switched his goggles to real view and checked the charge on his trident, the weapon specifically designed to kill Tucannons. The weapon was exactly what it sounded like, a trident with three forked tines fired from a launcher and connected to a power pack. Once struck, the enemy soldier would receive a 330 kilojoule jolt. That would spoil any Tuck's day. Nothing had changed in the 4 minutes since he checked the trident last. The LED was a dim green, fully charged and ready to go. His C-12 Denon, the hypervelocity mag rifle, with its 2mm flechettes, wasn't fully charged, and he'd already expended most of the heavier ARs. But he'd be okay for this engagement, at least. And if it came down to it, he had his Hawker II with its big 8mm rounds. The handgun wasn't Marine issue, it was Conan made. But what good was being an LOH Marine commando if he couldn't get foreign weapons? The Hawker was a sweet piece of gear with a powerful punch. He shifted his attention back to the kill zone. Birds flitted in the underbrush alongside the trail, oblivious to the alien presence heading their way. The irony of alien wasn't lost on Pax. Boracay had been certified as fully terraformed over 300 years before. But there was still native life hanging on. That rendered all Earth-based life as technically alien. The difference was that the Earthbirds weren't trying to take over the galaxy one system at a time, like the Tucannons were. Suddenly, the birds bolted away through the trees. Pax felt an adrenaline spike as he searched for signs of movement. And there it was.